start with the introductions down here with Bill.
Oh, Bill Beard, Parks Manager.
Yeah, Matt is Parks.
Lori Lebowski, Community Planning.
John Spencer Boyd.
Keith Henderson, Public Works.
Barbara Anderson, Board.
Kelly Putney, Board.
Marcia Keene, Board.
Jean Akers, Conservation Techniques.
Craig Foster, the Board.
Adam Nguyen, Board.
Jeremy is Parks.
Super. Well, it looks like we don't have any guests today. So once again, we're 15 minutes ahead.
Actually, we're kind of expecting a couple of minutes to show up, so we'll... With she's a new executive director with the Parks Foundation, so she might be here today.
Who?
That will
Pepper
be great.
Lentz.
She won't be here?
Or she might. Said that she would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Jennifer? We heard anything from her?
So, I think, isn't that the one I just got the email on?
She's got an email. She's running late.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think the county email has been acting up because I haven't received an email in a while, so...
I think our email system's messed up right now.
Oh.
So we haven't seen any emails come through lately.
You all are gonna have so you've got really minutes talk from...
I can't hear you.
Did you get those out? Mm-hmm.
Should be
there,
the second page in your packet.
Oh, there they are. Oh, they were stuck together. Okay, we have minutes from the May 8th meeting.
Move to approve.
You had a moment to review them. Any corrections? Because they're so long.
One motion.
I make a motion to accept the minute as distributed.
I'll second it.
So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye, aye, Cap.
Any against? What?
I said aye, aye, Cap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, keeping the humor going. Alrighty. Approved. As submitted. No unfinished business.
I will give you a report. It's not unfinished business, but it's a separate report from anything else I normally do here. That's all right.
Roll it, okay.
So last Saturday was the Big Paddle in Richfield, and it celebrates the water trail. They had close to 200 participants out on the river. And this was paddling for 2.5 miles from the Ridgefield, from the port of Ridgefield, city of Ridgefield, from the boat launch, all the way out to Confluence and back, with participants from Friends of the Refuge, from the refuge staff itself, and from Fort Vancouver, giving archaeological information, historic information about sites along the way. Three large boats, big canoes that seat up to anywhere from 12 to 16, 18 people in them, and dozens and dozens of kayaks and canoes out there enjoying close to 175 boats on the water. So quite a crowd. And then some festivities afterwards with beer, wine, music, marimba music. They had a great outing. It was a great event.
A lot of great pictures on Facebook.
Good pictures, okay. Good pictures on Facebook. And they do it every year on National Trails Day. It's a great way to celebrate, you know, the water trail and
Richfield.
Oh, well, there you go. So, and that, by the way, was triggered from a county parks project of the water trail planning effort. So it's really helping a local town and helping access to outdoor recreation. So I just want to share that.
That's exciting. Looks like our new member Temple is here. Welcome.
Hello.
We've already introduced ourselves, but since you're new, maybe we'll take a moment to roll back around the table real quick.
Yes, absolutely.
Starting down here with Bill.
Yes. Well, welcome.
Hi.
Temple. I'm Bill Bierkin, the Parks Manager. It's great to meet you, and thanks for coming today. Appreciate it.
I'm Ann
Nuss,
Park County Parks.
I'm Lori Lebowski. I work for Clark County Community Planning.
John Spencer, Board, live in East County.
Chris Fay, Evergreen Schools.
Jennifer Halleck, Vancouver Forest Home. Class of 2009, Leadership Clark County, Investment
Hey. Got that in.
Heath Henderson, Public Works.
Barbara Anderson, Board Member.
Kelly Putney, Board Member, and Class of 2001.
Alex.
I have a check for you afterwards. I want to make sure that you would accept
these on that.
Best
meeting
ever. It's Marcia Keene, Board.
Jean Akers, Conservation Techniques.
I'm Greg Foster on the board.
Adam Babita, Board.
Jeremy Newth, Public Works.
Cool.
Okay, now we test you.
I'm Temple Lentz, and I am, like I said, the new executive director for the Parks Foundation, and really excited to be here. Sorry I'm late.
Well, we're excited that you're here.
Absolutely.
It's good. We miss Sherry, so you've got some big shoes to fill.
I keep hearing that, and I know she's fantastic. So.
Yeah. But we hear good things about you, too, so welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jean. That was good information. So, any other unfinished business? No? Then moving right along. It's back to you, Jean.
All right.
I looked at this, and boy, you worked hard.
Yes. So, if you want to open up your agenda packet, you will see a series of handouts. I'm not going to go through them, inch by inch in that much detail, except to sort of point out highlights. And Jeremy very nicely has accommodated us by projecting it up there as well.
Which one should we start with?
Start with the one on the top. The very top, which is this one. If you've already wiggled your stuff around,
there you go.
Sorry. So you remember your last assignment was to give me your top three wishes. Some of you couldn't stop at 3, maybe 4, 5. That's okay. But the highlight of this, and this was the public, the wish list that we created from all the compilation of all the different public input. And trying to summarize, if someone said, well, I really want this trail or that trail or another trail, we just generalized some of these categories just saying trails. So just to give you a little bit of that background. So we asked you all to give me your wishes, and I used your initials. So you can recognize where your votes went. Hopefully I put them all in the right place.
You must be KP.
Yes, I'm going to give him KP duty.
Put a code on here.
So the first page is the PAB member, and I included liaisons with the PAB member. So Jennifer, you're in there too, even though technically you're not. But you're in there. Because you're one of our... She would be JH. But so you get a sense of just looking at this. I did not change where the items were listed when it was given to you, but you can just look at where the bold is and where all the initials are, and get a sense of under acquisition, trail connections are listed as the most important thing to go out and get. That we need more trail connections, and you all recognize that some forms of acquisition are going to be necessary for that. The next two are trails in general, regional land and sports fields. Sports fields being sort of the official second place. If this were a vote and we needed winners, we would be ranking them this way. Now, what I will tell you across the board is that because this is not a statistical representation of the entire county, and because none of our surveys were, and none of our public input really is, I'm trying, unless you tell me that I should not be doing this, I'm trying to give weight to all of that without specifically saying this was voted as the top priority. It was seemingly the most important, so it's a representation of public demand without it being equivalent to a statistically valid vote. Would you all agree with that interpretation? So as I track the language that's in our recommendations and that's in the comp plan, it always allows for interpretation. So over the next 6 years in the capital facilities plan, over the next 20 years in the 20-year capital facilities plan, and in the interpretation of what's most important relative to public demand, there's a little wiggle room. So that gives you, as an advisory board, a little wiggle room for advocating for something to be, say, applied for a grant, or to be accepted as a donation. Oh, gee, it wasn't our top three priorities. We're not going to accept it. Well, you should say, sure, we're opportunistic here. So I think that's one of the reasons for being a little, let's say, loosey-goosey or more flexible in the interpretation. So under acquisition, you can see what the highest priorities were. The same thing with development. Interesting to me that the trail connections and regional sports complex
came in higher than the GCPD parks, than the urban parks, of let's finish those parks, get them in there. And sports fields were pretty weighed in as more important than those local parks connecting. And it's interesting, and not in a judgmental way to me, to reflect on that, because I also did the parks professional priority ranking on the second page. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at these since you only got these as handouts yesterday, but notice that the emphasis is in a slightly different place. The people that are representing the implementation and administration of this park system put their emphasis in a slightly different area. And it can be different based on what's their personal preference or what's their professional involvement. And I offer this to you more as a reflection and a sense of awareness of the folks that are working for all of us, that are implementing all this, have a different emphasis. So it's sort of a helpful thing, I think, for you to understand. And the strongest reflection of that probably comes under the development end, where GCPD Parks was the highest piece. And I think it's that sense of it's an unfulfilled promise mm-hmm. that was made that the staff and the administration and parks professionals feel like they need to fulfill.
And they're feeling it more.
Well, and it's something that's we haven't been able to do this, and we want to be able to finish the task. So I share these to validate that you have a staff of parks professionals working to implement what you tell them to do in policy, and it's important to understand where they come from and that they may give weight to different things should give you pause as well. So trail connections, again, sports complex, again, very important. Under addition and improvement, again, trails are way up there and so are sports. And some of this is the sort of trail amenities. How can we get to this trailhead if there's no room in the parking lot or if there's no place to park? And are there restrooms? How can we find the trail system? How can we know we're in the trail system, on the trail? Where are we? The whole idea of wayfinding systems seemed to weigh fairly strongly. Kelly, I put yours, you had an extra, the little yellow lines or the yellow highlights at the bottom are those of you that couldn't follow directions in and stay the color in the lines, and you had to add something that maybe wasn't clearly articulated in public input that you felt was public input. So those are just yellow to say I added that to the list. It could have gotten the top vote if it had been there in the beginning, but it's on the list. So, and Kelly's under addition improvement was more of a technical interpretive signage system. And I'm guessing that's things like QR codes and technology in all of the signs and in all our wayfinding. So just so you understand what that yellow is.
As opposed to signs themselves.
Right, right. And then under operations and operational staffing, your strongest emphasis is on this idea of partnerships and forging new strong partnerships and existing partnerships. And I think that will lead me to our next item on the agenda. That's coming out pretty strongly, that you recognize as a board that you can't do this alone, that parks as an individual division in public works in the county cannot finish everything that is the mission of public works. So I think that's a really important validation and reinforcement of that.
How do we get people to understand that?
I'll write some...
Everybody has a
clear, articulate language that says that it's going to require those partnerships to get this done, because we have a wish list that's this big.
Yeah.
We have a capital facilities plan that's this long. We have resources, existing resources, that are this big. And you need all that to get it done. So I think that's going to be the biggest piece. So any questions on this wish list? I don't think
so
I
you're not going to weigh, didn't we put a 1, 2, and 3 or something like that?
You did.
Weigh it to that direction?
Well, you gave me your first, second, third. I didn't give weight to the first,
that'd
first
be
order.
To see how that works.
I just put them up. Yeah,
okay.
I could. If I had done this under SurveyMonkey so that I could statistically have meshed all those, I would have done that, but since I didn't, that was just too... SurveyMonkey would have ranked all that for me.
Some of us
just did 3.
Some of you just did 3. If you want to tease each other after the meeting, you can count how many initials did somebody
I'll tell you what, we'll all stand up and you can flog each of us once for the extra answer we put in, Marcia.
Yes.
And I know they weren't going to be weighed, but I wouldn't have probably had it yet. thought it was way.
Okay. See if I get this one very nice one, move them all around. Okay.
I apologize.
So, bear with me a minute. We're going to move on to prioritization.
Which one?
It's the next one. I'm trying to do it in order, the way you have it on us. And the way the agenda is, because Leanne always keeps us very well
draft.
Yes, it has draft on it at the top. But there's something I wanted to share with you that I thought I had. Okay. I don't know if I can. All right. Jeremy?
I think one of them is driven going into the Vancouver website, and being able to easily find parks and trails and stuff here, and how they just wiped all of the unincorporated area on their search.
I did it today because
they really upset. I'm on marketing and
I'm going to walk you through this one a little differently. I have priority ranking, which seems to me one I maybe didn't send it, but I need to have digitally. So my bad. You guys can look me at the right. So no, that's later. Okay, so the second task, if you recall from the last work session, the second task that we had was take the goals, our list of goals, our 10 goals, which are our recommendations as well, they're sort of the categories of recommendations, and tell me what your order of priority would be with them. You remember doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of you gave me the whole 1 to 10 and re-ranked it, and some of you said these are my top three. So, doesn't matter. Which is why I wish I had this on the survey monkey. But let me tell you how it came in.
And instructions.
The most important of all of these, where 5 out of 8 of you, which participated in this, basically said as one of your top three choices, was forge strong private, public-private and non-partner and non-profit partnerships. That, across the board, that was the most important. Interestingly enough, among some of the least important, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not important, but least high priority, lowest priority was preserve our heritage, our culture and historic heritage. That one, and provide recreational opportunities for the entire community, was also towards the bottom. So you don't have that listing here, so it's like a secret ballot that I meant to share and display. You have the list, but you don't have how your members all rank. And I can send you that priority ranking if you care to have it. But it's very much like this, where it's everybody's initials are in slots, and I don't know if that's detailed that you.
No,
if you trust me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this one?
All right. So. That's an interesting question. So the second ranking of all of these, so forge strong partnerships was the most important. So in the list of your goals, I just took the liberty to put that as the top goal. And in the comp plan, when we go through the recommendations chapter, that will be the first and foremost thing that's a recommendation. Okay, when we start looking at all the other goals, none of the others come out as strongly or as powerfully in terms of how you guys interpret the best way to accomplish what this comp plan is trying to do. So, do you guys agree with that interpretation? Okay.
No.
The second piece, what you vote? Oh, maybe you didn't vote that. Oh yeah, you did. No, I'm looking. You put that fourth, Kevin. Okay, never mind. So the second two higher ranking were embrace a balanced strategy for achieving a comprehensive park system. That got 4 votes in the top three. And the other one that got 4 votes in the top three, as their three priorities, was promote and market the park, the county's park system. Mm-hmm. So, those two, I did not re-rank those two.
Promote, number 10.
Because in the, and I can re-rank all of these based on your priority votes if you think that's important.
Are you going to In other words, when you're working on a section of the plan, you're going to use just this or just this.
So when I'm writing up the recommendations, at this point, the most important thing that came out of your priority ranking was that forging strong partnerships is the strongest, most important recommendation.
So these aren't in order then?
They're not in order, except for that.
And I would
the one
say,
thing I reordered.
I would say we, when you go up for your final write, mm-hmm. it's not that we need to identify them as priority,
okay.
but putting them in order, you know, the way people read will still create that sense, and I think
okay.
there's something to that.
Then I can do that. That's not a problem at all. The challenge, a little bit of a challenge, was that once I leave the four strong partnerships, even though four out of eight of you said you liked, promote, and market the county's park system, the other three or four were on the other end of the spectrum. So the priority doesn't come out as clear.
Gives
you a
color. Yeah.
And it's kind of spread. If you can see this, which obviously is not the best way to do that, if you can see this thing, it's kind of all over. Everybody had priorities in different places across the board on all those priorities. So there wasn't a good, clear, strong ranking.
Well, I'm surprised there was as much cohesion. I mean, that just tells you how important some of these items were.
Yeah. Well, the one
really, we are such a diverse group, and we do get a good representation that way.
And I think that's the value of the message in the end is, this means we have representation across the spectrum, and every one of the goals and recommendations are important, but the one that really surfaced to the top was for strong partnerships. So that's why I just reordered that.
Maybe that would be the one that we can make the most headway with.
Yeah.
We all
need to agree. We don't number them.
Oh, they won't be numbered. They won't be numbered in the comp plan.
Yeah.
We just had them numbered here so that we remember there were 10.
And I think I'm good with the order that they're in, because I think that the way people read, my interpretation is a little different, is that they're usually strong at the beginning and strong at the end and kind
they
of skip over the middle.
That's true.
So okay. I like the fact that the marketing, which I think is key, you know,
so
is at the end. So I kind of like it. If it's not number one, I like that it's number 10.
Can I just throw out the thought that maybe you could send out this thing into Brunke and we do it based on what we've said so you can get that information? Because like you said, it does the work for you. You don't have to do it.
Because it takes the time to set it up and then to do the tabulation and then to figure out the report. And then we have to question is there validity.
To me, I think there is a lot of information that comes out of the 1, 2, 3 mm-hmm. that you're not getting, is my opinion.
I think you're right. I'm not sure whether or not we need it. Because I think you're going to have the strength in all of this across a broad base. So
I think maybe you're right on the number one, but mm-hmm. I think after that it's all crap. Mm-hmm.
Well, and my problem is you present this, it cannot be numbered. You can't even imply that there's an order, but it doesn't matter because when I'm reading, I'm going to imply an order.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, oh, this was their first priority, this is their second, third, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So if you know what the first three were, they should be in that order. If I was sitting on the board and that came to me that way, because it's only one page, I would probably say, oh yeah, that's good, you know, and just leave it alone.
Yeah.
But numbered, we're going to lose all this stuff at the end. It's going to get...
Yeah.
Unless Jeannie's reading it, she'll read every word.
Well, yes, I know that. But there are those who don't.
I know.
Yeah. So, Kelly, I don't disagree. We could do that. You ask the rest of your board. My
well, that's
concern
why I brought it up
is
here now, as opposed to
if, yeah, if you guys need to discuss that.
Well, I would say, given the diversity that we have, top three, if they're clear enough, go for it. And you can pretty much have that.
But I don't think they are clear. I think
they're
all
clear
over.
Clear.
I thought she said the first three were pretty clear.
No, she didn't. It got a little bit muddy.
Tell us the numbering again.
Okay, so the second two, the next two candidates, if we needed a second place and a third place, they're actually two, they tie. To a certain extent, unless Kelly, if you want to add if it was my first choice, it gets more weight than if it were my second choice.
Well, that's why we
okay.
put the number
if
one.
If we do that, then promote and market the county's park system is second place.
And that's what number
because it had two. It had two first place votes. And of those first three priorities, the third place would be embrace a balanced strategy for achieving your comprehensive park system.
So maybe put the top three.
So I can
put
the top three, and
that,
after that we can
yeah.
see it. And then that will address your concern about
to do,
the
yeah,
priority.
Well, see, because I feel like by putting some other numbers in there, I skewed the results too.
Well, I did. But you know, but see, that's
why
we argued the reverse, though, too,
so,
Kelly.
But you didn't.
Is that we agonize so much over these and which numbers to pick because they're all so important.
Yeah. Well, I did that.
But I think that,
because I agonize.
You plan on presenting.
Blame me.
Like this, yeah. You have to make sure
you
that
want
to know what we want.
In the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I just know human nature is to.
So we've agreed, top three, and then after
not
that, your choice.
And they won't
you're
be written.
If we're putting it in the top 10, it doesn't matter if they're yeah. one through yeah. whatever. It just is identifying that there
yeah.
are issues or needs that we feel that are strong enough to be addressed.
Yeah.
They don't have to be ranked. They all get equal weight. It's just
yeah.
it's a document to identify that these are the things that we feel are important that we're going to work on. We can work on number 7 if that's what actually comes up, or if someone directs us to do that. But if we don't have it,
it's
not a priority.
That's exactly.
That means it's not a priority.
Exactly.
That we should be doing.
Okay.
Right. I don't think, for me, the numbering doesn't
yeah.
matter at all for this particular aspect. If we were presenting to a council around our ideas about what's important, yes, having it in rank order. But
well,
for the purposes of the comp plan, having them in there is the key criteria.
But a piece of it will be presenting to the board
sure. Yeah.
Sure. or the councillors
yeah.
that. So that's
well,
my
I think,
argument.
I think
it sounds like the midline is that we'll go with the top three.
Executive summary together, when we put materials together for presentations, for work sessions, maybe for the public hearing as well, or for one-on-ones, whatever they are, I think that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to put the first thing
yeah.
first. That's what
for
we'll
that
do.
Purpose and exercise,
yes.
that
yeah.
seems to be
okay.
appropriate.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So. So moving right along, we'll go with the top three, and then after that, your pick.
Okay.
Is everybody happy? Okay.
One of the things I was reading last night was mm-hmm. really, I'm not sure why I wrote it.
Okay.
Oh, I know. In the Ensure Equity and Access to Parks, one of the problems I hear about continuously is the lack of crosswalks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is that's important enough for me to just get a note somewhere.
It is in there somewhere.
We will go back and take care of that problem.
Mid-block crossings, is that kind of what you're thinking? Or
yeah.
is it the
yeah.
actual
mm-hmm.
crosswalks? Actually, it says crosswalks near the parks.
Somewhere
from the bottom
I know I heard crosswalks in there somewhere.
Which one?
Even though it's
yeah, it's in
fourth
here
from the bottom under on the wish list. Fourth from the bottom under.
Well, that's on the wish list, but
yeah.
she's looking at it.
Oh,
but it's in
sorry.
Here somewhere too because I saw it.
I'm interested in the words.
Urban walkability.
Urban
parking
for neighborhood
parking.
No, it's not. To more seniors and families with small children. That's where you're talking about parking. I'm talking about parks that we already have, that
yeah,
we
yeah.
have that we
where
done away with parking. We still have the problem of getting people to it. And
mm-hmm.
that's
collaborate with transportation sidewalk programs to implement safer routes to parks to greater access under maintain and enhance parks and rec facilities number 7.
Yeah, that was one. And then under number 3 at the end, under urban walkability, create a safe routes to parks program to help have safer street connections.
There you go. That's
but
that's
I didn't use
same.
The word crosswalks.
Yeah.
So
I think that says it.
Because that gets very specific. And for a parks comp plan to say, we need crosswalks.
Yes.
And we
did
not have an
yeah.
agreement with the transportation department around a crosswalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like
that. So I tried to cover it.
Lori, you have any thought on that?
I actually.
Go ahead.
So it's probably tangential, close to what you're saying, is that when I was looking at number 3 under the Ensure Equity and Access to Parks, and I was looking at 3C, the trail system, of course I said implement the 2010 Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan, which includes pedestrian and or trail connections. I I was wondering if under C, maybe a number three would be just ensuring that there's internal communication between parks and the rest of public works, you know, regarding projects, regarding funding opportunities.
Shouldn't that be in the minutes?
I tend to agree with you, having experienced the way things sometimes don't happen between one division and another of an agency. So I think it would.
You can have projects within public works. A good example is there's a 94th Avenue project, and that's part of it, the urban section of the Chulachi Prairie Trail, and just ensuring that communication on how that cross section is designed. That is just one example.
Yeah, and they're the ones usually, community development, if I'm saying the right word, is the ones that are making some of the decisions that support what we're talking about.
Well, there are two different components. There's the public works project, but then as far as community development, that would be with private development.
I think something along the lines of ensuring interagency and boards. I'm just off the top of my head, but that's what you're getting at, is that coordination, that it is something that we shoot for, that we want to be continuously communicating, maybe that's the word, communicating with all of the relevant agencies and boards.
Well, yeah, even within Clark County, within the different departments.
Right. But I'm just trying to figure out a way to say it without making it do this right now.
Marcia, did we say it already, number 1B?
Yes.
Number 1C, sorry, collaborate with other agencies in developing and operating, and down below under...
That doesn't talk about the inner, about the inner part. This talks about other agencies like what?
Could we modify it up there to the end of the
part? Yeah, we could. Internally and externally.
Yeah.
I think that's right. One is internal, one is external. We need to have that internal communication and working together.
Why don't we let you suggest something to Jean that works for us, and that we'll trust you.
Okay. Can I add another suggestion? I want to throw this out there. Let's see. Page 2, under E, under the urban walkability. Just my suggestion for a number 2 would be make code changes to be more specific regarding on-site pedestrian connections. Development code language changes that are more specific regarding on-site and off-site pedestrian connections. I only say that because our Title 40 code language is pretty vague as far as pedestrian connections.
Tell them what Title 40 is.
Title 40 is the Clark County Development Code.
Yeah.
And we could change that to be more specific to parks and trails. But just a suggestion. And then number 3, ensure adequate pedestrian connections are built when new development comes in to parks.
Say that again.
Ensure adequate pedestrian connections are constructed in new development.
In new development.
Okay.
Not new development of parks, because that was already a requirement.
I think what I was trying to get at was that when new development comes in, make sure it's connected to parks.
Good point. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, for everybody here, that kind of fits in with your number one priority of partnerships and nonprofit and private sector partnerships.
I think what you also can add is you want to make sure that the developers are putting in new neighborhoods in our community are held accountable to connect our parks to their developments.
Right.
That's another way to say it. Same thing. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Because
there's a policy shift that happens when if they don't fill those connections, then it, that's shifted to the taxpayers, everybody.
Yep.
And that's our sidewalk program, which has many, many projects on it.
Yeah. And there's no staff in the Parks Department to really push all this stuff, so it has to come from others as well.
Right. Well, the other thing that happened during the GCPD was when an individual park is being put in, part of its project dollars went to off-site pedestrian connections, sidewalk improvements, curb cuts, crosswalks, and things that basically sucked out the park benches and the playground equipment because it had to go to off-site improvements.
Right. So,
it was a requirement. Because you couldn't build a park and then have created this unsafe situation for all the neighbors to walk to the park. So,
that was different than how sort of impact fees for traffic impact fees, park impact fees, very siloed. That one was more.
That was simply the requirement that as, I think you could interpret this, Heath, you can change my wording here. You could interpret this is a governmental project is putting something in and it doesn't want to impose an unsafe condition that if it were a private development, they could not legally have required. Mm-hmm. But because it was a public entity, they weren't going to create that unsafe condition if they could do something to avoid.
So do you think that was a bad thing?
I don't think it's necessarily bad, but if you have a park's budget that's limited and it has this much and you want to build a park that's this big, but you have this much money, so you can only build this much, oh, now take some of that out. It has to go to off-site improvements.
And that's one of the reasons.
Things that should be in a transportation budget or should have been paid for by private development when it came in and built its own sidewalks, safe crossings, etc. So that would be where I would have had heartburn. And that's why I'm cautious about the language.
I actually would prefer to have a smaller park without benches that we could fundraise later in order to have safe connections.
You could, but you might find that fewer people want to get there because there's nothing there.
Interesting.
It depends on whose ox is being
pulled. You're funding money for parks and it all goes to roads.
Yeah.
It's psychologically.
So it should be improvement. There's no question the improvement needed to be done.
Right.
But should it come out of the parks budget or should it come out of the transportation or a sidewalk program budget?
But it was out of the special
pass.
Yeah.
I think it's out of the parks.
One of the things that we have found is it's easier to fundraise before the facility is built. Once it's built, going back and funding, we were talking coming in about the name tags still aren't there on the benches. You know, pavers, many of them are still blank. Time to do that fundraising is before the facility, not after. So you don't put them in because you don't have the money. The chances you'll go back later and get them are not so good.
How does the county work with developers? Is it related to... Is there a system in which the park system kind of is part of the process with new developers?
Not real clear on that yet. I know with community development, who works with the developers.
We can't hear.
I can't. I'm sorry. I think you need to repeat the question. So
go ahead.
The question I was asking Bill is, what's the process for new developers to? What is the current policy for developers to connect with the park system? Is there one already, or how does the community developers even? Is the park system even on their radar? Like, is there already a system?
I think that's what we were talking about earlier today, is trying to make sure that we have the developers keeping in mind that we're trying to connect to parks or pass-throughs to these subdivisions so that we achieve our goal of connectivity, you know, through the development to a park and to, you know, another, say, a school or somewhere else. And I think all too often a lot of these developments are kind of close to like an island themselves,
right,
and you have to go around, or we have to expend taxpayers' dollars to create that link, you know, around that development. Whereas, you know, if it was if we had that coordination ahead of time, or maybe even a requirement that we have a pass through the subdivision, that's gonna ease the burden as far as us trying to make those critical connections in the future.
How do we do that, though?
Well, I think Lori addressed that when
she
said make changes to Title 40 code.
Yeah.
so that it's a requirement. Now, that would resolve the issue.
Yes.
Well, it's not that we don't do it. It's just if we want to strike to make sure it continues to be.
So the question I have is, would it actually resolve the issue, or would it be a better approach to have a someone within the community development that department that is an advocate for the park system?
That's what we're asking.
Which would, a full-time liaison, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, where it's
not going to get staffing for that.
If it's not in the code language, the community development planner will tell you, if it's not in the code, we can't require it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The code's not that easy to change, right? How do we change code? Because I'd like to change other codes.
Well, I think I'm just suggesting it because it's first, it has to come out of this plan. And then this would be an implementation item that maybe myself or somebody in community planning would take through the process to implement.
It's a chicken and the egg thing, but we really need the egg for the chicken to hatch.
Yeah, there we go.
So, Gene, how many, I don't recall that many examples where we had to do off-site improvements.
The one that comes to me right away is, it was first called Maple Fest, now it's Harmony Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Harmony Ridge.
Okay, well, yeah, the sidewalk that we took down to the...
Yeah. And then isn't that
what's taken out Sorensen Park to that almost $1 million for a little neighborhood park is off-site stuff?
I don't know about off-site for Sorensen, but half street improvements for Sorensen could kick out a $250,000.
Fairgrounds Park, most of that money goes to the road.
Everybody has to do your half street improvements. That's your sidewalk in front of your park,
right,
and the curb, gutter, whatever. So, but, I mean, that's what it is.
Well, outside the park,
So I wish that, like, with schools, we kind of, I don't know about you, but I think we wish we could do some off-site improvements.
Yeah.
But we can't spend our money to do that. So it's interesting to hear this group not want to spend their money for the off-site improvements to get them there, because our experience is we can't utilize our capital funds for off-site improvements to make connectivity to schools, although that would make the most sense for us to do some of those connectivities in our community for walkability.
But would you do that and then reduce the number of classrooms you have in that school in order to do it?
Well, no, but ours is different. Ours is a capacity issue. Yeah. So, but
there you go. So you're protected by that.
So you've got the same thing.
We would
reduce
other things.
We don't have other things. Yeah. See, that's just it. If funds, parks, should be focused on building parks, not on building roads or sidewalks.
Mr. Chairman, can we move on?
It's all about the partnership thing in the big picture.
Yeah. So moving right along.
back to
goals.
So we're back on goals. This basically is the structure for recommendations in the comp plan. So I know you only got it yesterday, but I do want you to read through this, and of all the things we've talked about with the public wish list, the surveys, the feedback, all of your particular projects, and I was going to say something else silly, I'm going to go there, because they're not silly, just trying to think of, you know, we all have our own reason for serving and why we're, it's not a pet project, but the different emphasis and the different perspectives that you bring to the table that may, quite honestly, have fallen off my radar. Look through these to make sure that we haven't lost a segment of the population and who you might represent in this list of stuff. So we brought the crosswalk example. That was good. I think I covered that. So. Laura covered others. Do you have any other, Laura?
I think just general, and I was asking you about this earlier, Jeannie, and I think it's covered in here, mm-hmm. but I'm just throwing it out, is that you were talking about the promise of the Greater Clark's Park District and how we've built, you know, we've promised X amount of trails, we built this much, mm-hmm. and let me look at that number again. It was like we've built 5 miles of trails in the past 9 years. And right. I'm just thinking back about our public involvement, how the trails always came out number one in everything that we did. But I think it is reflecting
okay.
the goal.
Because if there's anything in here where you feel that there needs to be a little more emphasis,
how do you want to tell us how you want us to pursue this?
Tell me, can you look through this over the next week, and by, you know, next Friday, let me know if there are any major errors or omissions. We do have we're running sort of full speed downhill right now. So the draft plan is being crafted now. So I want to get as much of it right as a draft as I possibly can, because it's the draft that's then going to go in the CEPA process and in the Commerce Review process. If there are other tweaks we have to do afterwards, or, you know, after that, if they're significant, then I need to know whether or not that restarts the process. So Laurie can give us a little summation on what has to be ready for those two processes in terms of the draft plan versus the appendices and the capital facility plan, the completion of the capital facility. So is a week reasonable for everybody? By Friday next week?
Yeah.
You're good as is. That's great.
Yeah. I think you have to set a deadline, otherwise we can all be too busy
Friday's
for
good.
Forever.
Friday's good. Okay.
Friday's good.
So Friday's sort of, you know, last gasp. And this does not mean that it's the be-all and end-all and you can never say anything ever again, because it's a draft.
So will you follow up this with an email to us with this, asking us exactly when and when it's due and
sure.
That sort of thing?
I can. Unless Barbara wants to do that. She did it so well.
I can do that for you.
Yeah,
I'm Barbara's on it.
She is.
Okay. It's really, it would be easy to have to use challenge.
Well,
I know. You don't have access to it. If you're happy, you're good. On. Okay, I'm checking
the motion. You can have most of the things that okay. You suggest. And my phone doesn't work, so I know.
Okay.
Can you check me out, Jean?
Okay, so June 19th is your deadline. Are you getting this, Barbara? Marsha's okay. And Jennifer's okay.
So aren't these working as a UCPD local training projects?
Okay, so if there's some emphasis that's or some gap or something that's subtle, I don't care if it's subtle or obvious, go for it. Okay? 1 week?
1 week.
All right, put that aside. Okay? All right.
Next.
Okay, the next item in your handouts was simply my crafting together the other comments that people had in terms of what are the gaps. So, I tried to categorize your gaps under general policy, or was it revenue generation, was it something operational or an infrastructure or something in direct response to a county councilor and what that individual said you got to make sure you do. That's this other page. I hope that it's in this, because I recrafted this after listening to your gaps. If it's not in there, then, you know, catch wherever my foibles are, please. But they were kind of organized in somewhat of a categorical manner. And I'm sharing it with everybody, so I know a lot of you CC'd everybody when you did your reply all. So I think you guys have all seen most of this. If not, I just put it in one place so you can see what everybody's different comments were. I'm hoping that between the recommendations themselves and the specific projects that are listed in the capital facilities plan, that we're filling in the bricks and the mortar and the putty and everything and the windows and stuff in building this project. So that's just for you to for your reference.
Do you want comments on that?
You can chapel
if you want to. You can recognize Adam's cool idea. I think that's fine. I didn't put your names on this, but you recognize what you said maybe, and that's fine. Yeah, so that's the only one that was identified, because I didn't take anyone's language out. Yes, Adam had this great revenue idea. Are there any questions about that? Some of these things, if you look on the back page, direct request from the county councilor, this from Councilor Nador, of turning the lights on. These things are listed in the capital facilities plan. Some of the project, specific project things are listed in the capital facilities plan. Some of them, like adapting to a changing population, would be under recommendations. Expanding role of volunteers, et cetera, would be under recommendations. So I'm trying to make sure I incorporate all of that.
Where is the park host thing?
Camp host pads, which is one of the things on your capital facility plan.
Okay.
Okay. Ready for the next thing? Okay, there's one other thing in your handout that I'm not going to go over because you already had a presentation on this a month or so ago, which was the sports rec assessment. And we had it as a PowerPoint, but I didn't have the written with it. So this is what that was based on, that presentation, which was more the highlights of this, and this is the content that goes behind it. That's for you if you have insomnia, or if you are forging a new partnership and you need some data, this is your background. And the other, I'll just stay to the point, the other tech memos that you've received over the course of the last 6 months or so, that's the content that goes into the needs assessment in the comp plan. So all that stuff gets dumped into a long chapter that goes over inventory and the needs assessment. It's all quantifiable needs. That's all that content comes from these things. And then we add in the qualitative needs that all, what's the public say? What's the survey say? What does PAD recommend? What are the strongest issues we need to carry over? That's a separate kind of reinterpretation. So it's separate from the needs assessment.
Question. Isn't this a soccer field? An adult soccer field here?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh, I didn't see it.
They play soccer there. I don't know if it's supposed to be.
It just wasn't on that.
Adult side use, but it's... Yeah.
It's kind of mixed everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Is this a compilation of your work and others, or is this your... how is this...
Well, define my work, because my work is a compilation of everybody, all the information that's already out there.
Yes.
It's nothing new, but yeah, I wrote it. But
yeah. Pulled it together. Okay.
Yeah, I pulled
so
it together.
So Steve's had
I said
stuff
about
it.
I pulled it together.
Ed Hovey had something
to
say.
Yeah, okay, that's what I've had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pulling together the existing information we have and trying to make it sound understandable. Pretty much. Okay, everybody with me so far? Okay, last but not least, at least in the stuff I'm reviewing with you, I pulled the highlights of our current draft, no good draft on there, of the 6-year capital facilities plan. And I don't have all the parks listed because it gets to be a pretty intense list of things. But I'll bring my cheat sheet out so I can go over it. So this is what we're looking at right now. Clark County, 6-year, CFP, highlights.
I'm curious as to where the numbers came from. In other words, you say there were 15 that did urban market acquisitions.
Okay, well, that's why I have the cheat sheet with me to have much more. So that I can answer any questions you might have on that. Because this is the real piece of this is like that. It's long.
Yeah,
that's the old one. Yeah. So we took the old one. We took the old one and met with staff. Bill and Jeremy and I. We took the old one. We marked off all the things that have already been accomplished. We looked at all the things that were proposed and never happened. We reassessed what's the current conditions. Are those still considered needs, demands? And with all the input that we've had since then of funding resources and the wish list and the public comment, the open houses, et cetera, and the capacity and the will of that county and its staffing, and we crafted a new version of what was in the old 2007 plan. Okay? I pulled highlights of that so that you don't have to go through all the lists of all the acquisitions in the urban area, all the acquisitions in the regional system. My question to you is, so this is the summary. This is the level of detail that will go in the comp plan content, in the report content. The whole thing will be in appendices, because it's a lot more detail than what people generally read. So I'm offering you the summary to give you a sense of where we are. And I will pose a question to you. And that is, if you need or want involvement that goes down to the detail of saying, I want to know if there's a park that's going to be built somewhere in my neighborhood, or...
We're not doing that.
I'm not going out far because it would take another 2 or 3 months, and we don't have it.
And that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
No, but I know that for some individuals, they really like to know more. So I'm putting that out. I'm floating that out there to this board, just to, if you need to know more before you're comfortable with the staff's interpretation of what do we have, what are the resources, where can we go, what's not just what's realistic, because they're dreaming too.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hearing what you guys have been saying. So the challenge, at least my interpretation of the challenge with the CFP, if you're not used to them, is that on this CFP, there will be $100 million worth of projects. And there will be identified $10 to $20 million worth of resources to get those done in the six-year period.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay. If you're familiar with that, you understand
it. Yeah.
Because basically what it's saying is, we have some money, we want to do a lot of things, but we don't want to preclude being able to do something that we know is something we want to do just because we don't have the resources. So is that because if we're forging strong partnerships, if we're being opportunistic, we don't want to close off opportunities? Because if it's not on the capital facilities plan, it's not going to get an approved budget, and the county's not going to spend any money on it, and you've shut down the possibility. And you've got to wait until there's a whole other budget process. Well, even before the budget process, you've got to readopt the capital facilities plan. And that takes a whole other year-long process.
So,
and then get it in your budget.
To make sure that we don't preclude important stuff, could we have a separate category here that says pet projects?
Well, let me explain to you where some of these are.
Hey,
that could be under park improvement project. That could be under. It could be, you know, there's some general language.
A community center.
Where is
that? That's in the 20-year plan.
Oh, that's on the 20.
So
the community center.
I don't know if you have. You were here. I unearthed an entire file drawer full of your Northside community partnership legalese, documents, requests, partnership agreements. Were you here then, though, where the community was rallying around a... Yeah. And I unearthed the... I mean, there were so many studies done and partnerships and feasibilities, and then it, of course, you know, somewhere it must have fallen apart because then the files just stopped communicating about it. Mm-hmm. So,
when did that take place, Jennifer?
There were three sites that I didn't go through the file drawer because I thought I should bring this to Barbara. But there was. Skyview, when Skyview was being built, was one of the sites, and it was actually a community center where the tennis courts currently are, and a shared gym and cafeteria, and that was one site recommendation for the community center at Malatakai and Rosales. And then there's another recommendation with the hospital, and there's another site that was chosen on the north end piece, and then I don't remember the third one, maybe on Hazeldale or something. So. It's interesting how it's all come back around.
Well, I got a stack like this from Vicki Vandermint when she left.
Vicki's all in this document. Yeah, there's a lot of Vicki in there. So, yeah, I wonder, Dean, if it's 20 years is too far out?
Well, here's the other thing.
We've already got a lot of respect for that.
So it's in the 20-year plan, both the feasibility for it and the actual acquisition for a site. And the development of a site for a community plan. That does not mean you can't do it in the 6 years.
Yeah.
You can do it any time in the next 20 years. Because the Washougal River Greenway is a good example of that. They had that bridge over the Washougal River in the 20-year plan. Well, it happened 3 years afterwards. 3 years because there was an opportunity to have a utility crossing and they were paying for the bridge. And whoop, let's make it, you know, a bike ped bridge. So it does not preclude it. It just says that the highest priorities, which are the ones the community said they wanted, and maybe the ones that were politically more palatable, are in the six-year plan.
There was a great deal of effort spent trying to get a community center. And if you look at the wish list, I actually included a community center in that list, probably because I was influenced by all that work that went on for a number of years.
I did too. I don't know where my initials were moving, but
anyway,
that's okay.
Anyway, I just...
So it's possible we could acquire land for regional park.
I put it at the bottom. Maybe it didn't count. It was like 4 or 5.
Sorry, I'm just going to go ahead.
Is it true that we can't, if we got the opportunity and there was a 40-acre parcel to build this complex that I see in my head, we could go ahead and purchase it. This is not
well, if you had money.
It's not
yes.
going to, yeah, I know, but it's not yes. going to restrict our actions, is what I mean.
If it's in the 20-year plan.
Yeah, if it's in your CFP.
As long as it's never
going to be accepted.
All I'm asking is
simply says, well, it wasn't one of your highest priorities, but it's one that you got funded, so.
Yeah. Maybe it's in the WIC. Students don't have an athletic complex.
Yeah,
there you go. And their students pushing hard for an athletic.
Yeah. The partnerships.
Good location. Partnership.
They need the housing.
Okay, so time check. Chair people, what's my time here? How am I doing?
I think you're rolling. You have 75 minutes and you're still well under that.
Okay.
I have a question just real quick. You probably mentioned it and I forgot it, but. So when I look at these numbers on the six-year capital facilities plan, mm-hmm. Are these the number of projects or the votes? Or
these are the number of projects. That's nothing to do with everybody's vote.
Okay, this Sorry. Is, what, yeah. what are the numbers?
The numbers are the numbers of projects.
Number of projects. Okay.
So under the high priority by category, under urban parks, so this is left column is urban parks, the urban system, GCPD, and slightly outside of GCPD, but basically the urban unincorporated area, Vancouver growth area. And then on the right side are the regional system, everything in the regional system, okay? And they're sort of correlated. So going down on the urban park system, the new parks would be parks in the GCPD, new park sites.
They're on both sides.
On both sides? Well, yeah, but one's regional and it's two new regional parks somewhere in North. But on the so on the left side, the 14 new parks, basically you have six fifth districts, so two new parks in every district, and then one is an addition to connect two parks, and I think another acquisition was a community park, so there were neighborhood parks being purchased in the six-year period, and there was a community park, actually there were two community parks, but one's a donation that we think is coming in the next 6 years, and one's a community park expansion.
So the GCPD or phase two, is that like
okay, so
Sergeant
the next
Brett
one
Crawford, is that the one that is
so
the phase two?
So the urban park developments, the GCPD neighborhood parks are the six remaining that haven't been sourced and et cetera. Then there's a community park that should be developed. Then the phase two, I believe, is Phillida. The community parking expansion is already happening at Phillida as well.
Uh-huh.
Then the neighborhood, the GCPD neighborhood park phase two is Sergeant Bradford.
Brad Crawford.
Okay,
it was.
Sergeant Brad Crawford.
I just wanted to make sure I was understanding the phase two concept there.
So we're trying to get all the ones that we know there are commitments to or for or priorities. Again, this is a prioritization. So there's a bunch of urban park developments that happen in the 20 years, but they're not the highest priority. These are the ones we want to get done.
Sure.
So I don't have the names to all of these. When we when we finish our final compilation, which also tells you what year, so over 2015 all the way to 2021, and then it's rated based on percentage of inflation, so the numbers change slightly. What's the budget? What's the total amount? All of that's also being crafted into these worksheets. Okay, any questions so far? It's numbers of projects. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So I understand the need to be specific in a capital facilities plan, but I also think there's great benefit in being very vague so that you're not, if an opportunity does arise, you're able to be flexible and nimble to capture that priority. I feel like we're not nimble here.
The 6 year, at least in the GCPD, is fairly specific because there's so many knowns. And if they're the knowns, and I'll take the example of like Chinook Park. If it's a known and it's been waiting, then is it first up? If it's not, and you dilute your limited resources and staffing to say, oh, we got distracted, we're going over to Maple Crest and we're going to do another park over there. And maybe because it had funding. And then does this other one, wherever it is in 5th, 10th or wherever, it doesn't happen because you don't have the staffing resource. So a big piece of this is to say, sort of consciously, there's some commitments that haven't been fulfilled yet. We want the commitments to come first. Okay. Still be opportunistic, because it'll be in the 20-year plan, and it doesn't preclude it, but it basically says to staff and to the policy folks and elected officials, we're endorsing that we want to get these highest priorities done. And what that's going to mean is there's going to be a need for additional resources. You can't just do PIF alone, because legally we can't do PIF alone. There's a significant public share that needs to be met. There will be, hopefully, with your advocacy maybe playing into it, some available resources. One significant county debt is paid off that could be recommitted to parks, and it could be as much as $1 million a year, it could be as much as $6 million a year, which, if it's committed to these higher priority parks, you know, makes a significant resource contribution and helps the public share. If those don't get committed because it's not this high a priority, it doesn't happen. So there's sort of a strength in the focus.
So,
but you're right.
With that, if we've got all of the votes for trailhead parking, mm-hmm. for example, on the wish list,
yeah.
Should there not be a category that covers that on this, on the summary?
Yes. Well, yes and no. So there is on this the note that yes, we want to acquire new trail alignments. We want trail gap connections, which can include trail heads.
That can. Okay. That's, yes. And that's what I want.
Yes.
It's,
so long as
you or somebody yes. has made sure that everything yes. here fits within everything here, or at least on a 20-year plan.
Pretty close. Yeah. I chose a 20-year plan on some of the things that are like we have no resources or even...
To have a chapel? Like that?
Yeah, like something that never ever came up as a strong thing across the system, then it's harder. But that does not mean that, I mean, people go get married in Lewisco Park all the time.
Yes.
In the shelters and facilities, so yeah. It's not precluded, but yeah, it's a brand new
concept.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. You're saying that there are 15 projects. Where are these projects coming from?
Okay.
Where's that information?
Okay, it's coming from the actual fully fleshed out, detailed capital facilities plan
okay.
that you don't have in front of you.
Okay.
So in all fairness, I'm telling you to put your blinders on and close your eyes.
Okay. In other words, are you projecting that there will be a need for 13 or 15?
Oh, well, actually, if you go back to the park assessment, there's a need for like 90 new parks. So we're reasonably saying, well, in 6 years, we're not going to fulfill our 2014 commitment to meet our standard. We're not going to get close to current standard here, even in the six-year plan. But we know we can. So we're going to bite off as much as we can and be as idealistic as we can in a sustainable path, we hope. That's the theory. Without eliminating opportunities. That's the other theory.
That's a lot of projects.
This is a lot of projects, and this brings up that whole other issue that is not really part of the capital facilities plan, but is certainly something that's been shown in the gaps that you guys have brought up and that we've talked about a lot, and that is how's this... Okay, Bill, Leanne, Jeremy, can you get all this done in 6 years?
Okay, they're salary. They can work 20-hour days.
You're going to have to leave yeah. public works. Don't run that. Don't run that. Can you do this?
You have 20% of the budget.
Well, we knew this was going to be hard. It is hard, but that's...
And I will tell you that if you go look at the 2007 Capital Facilities Plan, go through that, they accomplished a lot over the last 7 or 8 years. Until 2010 or 11 or something. And then there's fans. You're not going to get all this done, but you got to put it in.
There's one thing here that I guess has bothered me on this is if we go back to our priorities and what we decided that the first was to forge public private
right.
nonprofit partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait on you.
So
$90 million in 6 years.
Totally.
So here you've looked at this.
Yeah.
But let's just, I'm going to hypothetically say something. What if this community center was a partnership with the YWCA?
Mm-hmm.
How can it happen? If that's going to be there, it seems like we should have a second list that could be partnered with that we'd focus on that would be those things that we want on here and could happen, but they can't happen under our present financial situation without the partnership infusion of resources. Because we're not talking about any infusion, but yet our first priority is
actually we put a strong emphasis on private partnerships, hoping that we will get.
You're not going to get private partnerships in building parks.
Why not?
We might. I mean, we've got some things going on right now.
Okay. So then you guys might. Then.
Yeah. Well, a couple of good examples is we get Miracle League. You know, that's building a baseball field. We've got. Vancouver Municipal Senior Softball League is building a field on our property. And you know, so that to me is two great examples. And then we've got funds coming in potentially for like Whipple Creek Woods. You know, we've got that potential. And then obviously, you know, we're going to try to go out to the Fountain Parks Foundation to try to go out there and seek, you know, some funds.
But you don't have a grantsman or a writer to do that stuff either. So.
Right.
So how are you going to do that?
But, I mean, it's particularly in the 20-year list, you know.
Well, let's forget the 20-year, we got that list covered right here.
Right.
I'm talking about the 6-year list.
The 6-year list. Well, all of these are subject to private partnership or fundings that can come in.
That much.
So, you know, we're in a position right now where we're looking for that kind of money.
So
to help us
this list, we're not talking about public dollars. We're talking about public-private nonprofit dollars to do this.
Anything we can get our hands on.
Okay, that wasn't clear.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
So the expansion of this, where you've got the actual facility plan with the here's the estimated cost and whatnot, the revenue list will have a public-private.
The revenue list will tell you what your potential sources of revenue will be, and then you have $0.
Okay, well that answers that question.
And what's really important when it comes to PIF, you know, anything other than PIF can be considered public share. So grant funds, any kind of in-kind matches, all that kind of stuff is really important that comes in as public share. So we are relying so strongly on, you know, those opportunities to come our way. And if that's the case, you know, we might hit a higher percentage of the 6-year items that we've got here than what, you know, we could do with just public dollars alone. So there's always that potential. We always have to aim high, you know.
Well, I don't think we are aiming high, even at this, but that's okay. I get it. I get it.
Maybe the frustration you have is, all right, the vision for the potential is there, but it maybe sounds like we need more staff to be able to implement some of these things.
Well, I know.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
He cannot do this.
Right. Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer.
We're dreaming here, folks. That's what this is all about.
Well, it's our job to put the vision out there, what the need set is, and identify and support that. How it comes to fruition is.
The other thing is we got to realize that what they're dreaming today, they may not be dreaming in 6 years.
Well, and that's true.
I would counter a little bit what you just said, Barbara, because you're helping put the dream out there, but you're going to be the advocates that basically say, yes, we want the funding to be allocated there, and yes, we want REIT to be designated in this rest. So it's not just, okay, Bill, we did it. There's the capital facilities plan. Go get it.
Right. Well, no, it's the same as our partnerships with our neighborhood.
Absolutely.
They're out there getting money. That's never going to stop.
Well, but also to the elected officials.
But.
You guys advocating to say, we think parks are important and we want to make sure the resources get allocated. So,
well, I think the key thing is us giving a really strong recommendation to the BOCC and such for the staffing that we need to adequately and create the vision.
Okay. So I'm going to step on the thin ice here.
Okay.
Because it's coming strongly, and I know it's always been Barbara's, and now I've got Marsha, Kelly, Barbara, Jennifer with the box.
I just want to get rid of my box.
You just want to get rid of the box. So the community center, the whole, you know, Pandora box of the community center, which in the beginning of this process, at least I was given instruction of saying, don't even bring it up politically.
Well,
the community center is a bomb that will blow up everything else. Now, if that's not true, if as a board you want to make sure that's front and center one of the highest priorities in this community, and I'm not sure that it came out as one of the highest from all our other survey and feedback. So I want to make sure I read this clearly, because that's only the 20-year, and it doesn't preclude it being done. But I may be under a false assumption. I want to make sure that I'm not.
Well, I personally believe that if we're going to build a community of 200,000 people, which is basically in the urban, maybe it's 180,000, but and to think that that many people don't have a single community center of any nature is wrong.
I mean, this is
the need is there. The need is there.
I think it's our obligation to find some way to use our first priority, partnerships,
strong partnerships,
to make that happen.
And I think we've all heard the same message politically. I don't want to hear it. But as a board, it's our responsibility, not necessarily to do that, but instead to look and listen to the people. And I agree, in our user group meetings and such, we didn't get a lot of people show up that I thought would be there, like the moms group, the four different mothers groups that we have. I think I saw two people. And that is one of the strongest messages when I attend their meetings that I get, is when are we going to get a community center for the children? Okay. So sometimes it's not just the facts and data that you gather at the meetings, but what you hear from neighborhood groups, from mothers groups, you know, the different places you go.
But didn't we do the town hall meetings to try to get input from the community? And so, to me, if we just focus on what we want, we are leaving out the purpose of those meetings. And so those meetings, I was under the understanding we were doing to get input from the community.
Oh, I'm not saying to ignore those.
So I guess my view is if we're going to represent the community, because that's what we're all here, we need to listen to what the community is saying. So if we take the 75 responses or 1,000 responses, whatever, I think we need to play those responses into that also. So the number one.
I think we're saying the same thing. Is that I'm saying that when I attend these meetings of these different organizations and the messages that I hear coming into me, those aren't mine. Those are people around me.
I'm not against a community center. I just want to, I guess part of my goal for being here is I just want to make sure that we're doing what the majority of the community wants. I think all of us have our own personal things that we'd like to see, but that's not the purpose of this board. Our purpose is the community. So, but it didn't come out as the number one on our list.
Do you feel that we're doing following a personal agenda? Is that what I'm hearing you say? Because it absolutely is not a personal agenda.
Well, I just feel that we're focusing a lot on community centers, but yet when just this group prioritized it, trails were higher than a community center. So I just want to make sure that we are focusing on what the majority of the community wants is what I'm trying to say.
And I think it's also important to remember it is in the 20-year plan. We can definitely make we can pursue our goal. It doesn't need to be in the 6-year plan. If nothing else, just because that's going to raise eyebrows that I'm not sure we really want to raise right now.
But if it's in the 20-year plan,
It's still there. It's still there.
Land donated and go from there.
Yeah. Well, even if we had that there, I think I would be happier.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it has to be our land even. I think the idea of the partnership with the communities is viable and can be done within the budgets we have today. We just have to provide. It could be we go back to a partial remarriage with the city of Vancouver on the recreation side of things for that segment of parks and recreation that this community deserves. And we go back and we have a relationship with the city of Vancouver and the city of Battleground and the city of Richfield on partners on community centers. And that's an answer to it. But at least we address it. We don't just throw it off the table. And I can't live with throwing it off the table.
Okay.
I don't think it's being thrown off.
Well, it isn't on the list.
What is? It's on
no,
the
it isn't.
Plan, right?
If it isn't on the 6-year list, it doesn't happen until out there. And sure, a bunch of us can get together and work hard and get it back on the list. But we're doing this now, today. And if we don't do it now and today, then a bunch of people have to get together and really fight hard, as a lot of bunch of people are going to have to fight hard for everything else, including sports. But they're going to have one leg up on us because it's in the plan for this 6-year. Whereas recreation is being totally ignored as an urban issue, and it's one of the vital pieces of our communities. That's all I have. I mean, it's just got to be there, in my opinion. And it's not me. It's what the profession of parks and recreation is about, is parks and recreation.
Well, you know, if it's just a political landmine they're trying to avoid, I have no problem putting on a 6-year plan because I hate politics and I don't give a damn if it's a political landmine. You know, if it's something that's important to the community, get it on the 6-year plan. Whether it happens, or it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, it's not going to hurt anybody, and this won't hurt this board. I mean, we're not going to get, I mean, I'll get reappointed. But that's the fine. Bottom line is, if it's something that's important to the community, what harm is it to put it on the 6-year plan?
No.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's just a priority, but I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that the
there's a formula. There could be a formula ratio that the councilors say, okay, we'll put up 10% of the private and private and nonprofit organizations put up 90%. I mean, that's at least saying, okay, we've done something to make it happen. Or if, in fact, we can develop partnerships like we have. This community, the Hazeldale community, had community centers prior to the divorce. Now they don't. They have to pay extra to go. They can go to them, but that isn't theirs. It's the city of Vancouver's, and the city's covering the extra cost for battlegrounds. It is not theirs. It's they're less than equal citizens with the rest of the community. And that's what I want to make sure we don't do.
Yeah, and I think just 2 points to support that, Kelly, is that I understand the landmine that it is. I really do. And I certainly sympathize with, like, Bill and staff. They cannot take this message, and we shouldn't expect them to. And you put it very nicely, Greg. We should be carrying that message for them. It's a message that the councillors may not want to hear.
It's not the staff.
It is our responsibility to identify what the need set is. And I certainly have been hearing this message for many years from many different areas. When I was in the neighborhoods, it was one of the big things for many organizations. So the need is very definitely there, as Kelly pointed out. And it's up to us to take it. And the other is to remind you of the missed opportunities that we've already suffered because it's not in any plan. Because of the lack of it being in the plan, the lack of even being able to point to land, that we had two very, very strong supporters for a community center. And I hope we haven't totally missed out on the opportunities, but Fred Myers totally backed off when we couldn't give him a plan or point to where it was even something that was supported. So we really do need to have it in there where it needs to be in the plan. I'm not sure, Gene, but I totally agree that it's not a personal lead. I'm not carrying that message because I can afford to drive my kids places and we belong to Lakeshore. You know, I've got my personal need met. I see too many children who don't have the opportunity that we're responsible for.
At risk of really going down a rabbit trail.
to
Kelly's point, though, if we truly, it's not just the community center, it's the whole recreation side of it. And so if we're going to go for what's our responsibility, should we not have a recreation section on this, not just the community center, but a larger, broader, and I don't know how to ID that properly. I mean, you also have to remember this is a capital facilities plan. It's
right.
You don't put programming on a facilities plan, but
But what would happen, for instance, as has been talked to out there in the stars, sports fields and other things that are on the six-year plan, if they become part and parcel with a community center, in other words, the area is huge, large enough to accommodate a lot of sports fields. It also has a community center. It has everything that's necessary. But what I'm saying is if it's not on the six-year plan, can we do that? And can we add, can we take sports fields and what have you and put them all into this complex?
We're okay with that.
As long as you have all those things somewhere on your CFP, you can conglomerate them and say, they're all going in this site.
Okay.
If it isn't the six-year plan, as long as you've got the budget.
Well, it's in the 20-year plan. If you're spending any money, it needs to be in one of them.
Yeah, this is about the 6-year.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, it is in the 20-year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the question is, do we need to bring it up to the 6-year?
Do you want it to be under your highest priority, so it's on the 6-year plan, even though there's no identified money for it? But there's a lot of things on the 6-year plan that we have no resources for. So, and if it's that important, should it be under the highest priority instead of a moderate or lower priority? So that's the question.
The question really is, are we a Parks and Recreation Department or are we just a Parks Department?
But recreation doesn't belong in the capital facility.
Yeah, when you've got the facilities,
if the county decides they're in the recreation business, which they are actually already, by operating a community center, that means that there's acknowledgement that it is now an urban system, not just a regional provider.
And it says urban parks right here. Yeah.
So,
okay, my point is,
I know.
Number one priority is parks, partnerships, private, public. We private, public, and nonprofits. We can, as I said, maybe we only put 3% in of the funds, but we identify that we have that service by some, whether it be nonprofits and the Parks Foundation.
So the county's not the primary provider,
but they
doesn't have to own a community center, but they help the partnership move forward so that one gets built.
Exactly.
And if we can tell Bill to go sit down there with the City of Vancouver again and rebuild a partnership that says the two community centers are for all the people, not just the City of Vancouver, and we come up with a formula that works, that they can agree to, you can agree to, then I'm happy.
So, well, I'll tell you, it was really sad. Did you read where the city is now going to make you show identification at these little free in the park things?
It's sad when we do that.
Well, they can charge you.
Well, no. If you don't live in the city, your kids can't attend.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys are going to dislike me a lot. But is it really the place for a county to have a recreational center? Is that not more suited for city environments and where county can be annexed over time back into the city, and then you're back into this position of we're not offering it for our county residents? So fundamentally, is a large or a community center really appropriately designated to be in a county park in that system? Is that okay? So fundamentally, you think about the box of where you would go versus partnering with cities in our surrounding areas that have those resources already to work within the system. I mean, think about that in terms of, is that really something a county that doesn't have the same services that cities have, is that something that we believe is appropriate?
That was appropriate.
That was what Kelly said, though.
That was appropriate until we passed a levy that made an urban park system there.
Well,
philosophically, when we
became an urban.
We knew that.
Now, if we were just this side of the ledger, I'd say no, absolutely not. And what I'm saying, if we're going to look at this, I'm not suggesting that we go out and be the ones to build this big $15 or $20 million community center with funds that we don't have. I'm suggesting that we come up with a way to partner with nonprofit or private sector to get those elements. And I don't know what that might be, but I think it's got to be here. And we got to set it up as a priority for us to find an answer to that. And that's what I'm saying.
Can I ask you, on the six-year plan itself, you've got some components here. You've got the acquisition, you've got planning, and then you have the improvement of it. What do we realistically see happening within this next 6 years? Do we want to initiate the planning process, master planning process for a community center within this next 6 years? Do we want to see it completed within the next 6 years? That's the question I need to ask all of you.
Well, I think you would have a category of all three, and obviously you wouldn't, I don't believe there's any capital dollars available. We would have to have planning to how we would develop those capital dollars. But even then, if you go back to looking at the staff, you know, one of my high resources, my high priorities was having a resource planner writer that actually creates that ability to do that for you. So you have to have a way to move to that level so that that can happen too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can see why you'd say, I don't want that because I don't have the time to write a grant for it. But you could advocate for the ability to cover those services by developing the person that is responsible to try to find the answers to things. And how they work, what the answer is comes from the work that they put together.
So let me
I think opening the door, I was going to say over here on your side, you may not know it, but Sherry already created an account for it, ready to receive the money from Fred Myers that didn't come in. And so there's other partnerships that money, mm-hmm. you open the door, Bill, and it will come.
So in the 20-year plan, we have recreation facilities, we have acquisition, $10 million for future community, it's not on this side, in the 20-year plan. We have acquisition for a future community center site, and then $20 million for the building, the construction of a community center site, for a community center. It's out there. When we put that in the capital facilities plan, and we haven't identified where we don't have the money, but we think it's going to cost as much, it could simply mean that the county is going to put in, as you say, 3%, 5% to help leverage the kickoff of that for the fundraising or the donation or the collaboration or the business organization partnership or whatever it might be. So the county's got skin in the game enough to help it to go for it. That's in the 20 year.
Yeah.
In the 6 year, we can put in under urban area planning that a partnership planning process that moves a community center forward is in the 6 year plan, so we got that as a priority. Because it's probably going to take 3 to 6 years.
Oh, absolutely.
To find them.
But it might take a month. You might be able to go over there and get something hammered out.
Well, Temple here is, she's
Temple
ready.
Might be
she's
ready.
She's at the gate. She's panting at the gate. I can just hear.
So I guess I want to make sure we don't just let that die
okay.
out. Because it will if it's not in there.
So it's okay if I have the acquisition and development in the 20 year, which means you can do it in two. But we put in here specifically a line item that says the planning for a partnership, planning for the community center. Somehow, but it's under planning, urban area
yeah.
planning.
So and then,
is that all, is that
then you back it up with, in the staff proposal part of things where we look for funding for a grants writer that you're going to need
sure.
for all sorts of things in your list there.
Yeah.
That's another justification.
Would it be smarter to put it down as recreation facility planning? Broader scope?
I like that.
And also a
little
Marshall
likes that, all right.
How about Barbara?
I'm good
you
with
that recreation?
I'm good
recreation
with anything that opens the door.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
And for Candace's sake, Candace, for your sake, I am an advocate for trails.
You don't want to get people
I don't want to.
See, that includes the equestrian community, right?
Go ahead. I know that you can get married in those complex.
That's right.
It's got like a chapel.
It's a chapel.
You can just put some bells there.
We could ride horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So any other thoughts about this list?
How can we split that a hockey rink?
I think you did a great job.
You can buy that ice hockey rink if you
Yeah, it's a tough job, and you've done a good job.
Yes. So all the other stuff that I hid in here, that's all my personal stuff, you guys are all saying. Okay. I think I'm going to cede the floor to Lori and things about schedule.
I just wanted to remind the group real quickly that we're going to have the recommendation July 10th, and that we I don't have it in front of me, but then we go to Planning Commission. I'm sorry, let me back up. We go have a work session with the board on Wednesday, July 29th.
Who, July when?
July 29th.
On your calendar. Yeah. Yep. Deanne reminded me there's a calendar in the very back of your packet.
Yeah.
It has the key dates on it.
And on here. And on your upcoming events as well.
Upcoming events. So Wednesday, July 29th is our work session with the Board of County Council. And that's when we're presenting the PAB recommended plan to them. And then August 6th is a work session with the Planning Commission. And that starts at 5:30. And then on August 20th. Look at that.
So, public hearing,
yeah. Yeah, August 20th is the Planning Commission public hearing for the Parks Master Plan. And then our second work session with the board on the PAB's recommended plan would be Wednesday, September 2nd from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then Tuesday, September 15th, 10 in the morning, that's our board hearing for adoption of the plan.
Yeah. Wow, so, I love it.
Okay, so you've got times on these things. This one was 5:30.
I hope there's no way that we can slip these dates because I'm here for all of them.
Okay. Good. Well,
August
20th, the public hearing on August 20th.
What time is September 15th?
Your job. So you're basically submitting the comprehensive plan to the board.
Let me go over this just one more time.
Okay.
So I'm going to just go just back up. Wednesday, July 29th, that's the Board of County Council work session. It's at 11 a.m. And all we're doing is just presenting the recommended plan. The draft plan to them. Thursday, August 6th at 5:30 is with Planning Commission, and that is a work session.
And is that in the hearing room? Or
that one's in the training room?
Well, next to it. Yeah.
Yeah, next to the hearing
room.
Sixth floor in the training room. Bless you.
Bless you.
Purpose of a work session is that I sit around a table like this, we present the draft plan to them, and they ask questions about it, get more information.
We say they'll have it long before that meeting.
Yes.
Yes. And if there's any time that this whole board should be there, it'd be that meeting.
Yes. But then another time, that's one of the meetings.
I hate to be a pain, but is there any way we can just get like the week of the meeting or 10 days or 2 weeks prior? This meeting is key for PAB attendance. Just kind of, you know, give us a shout out.
Yes, definitely. We'll definitely
remind
us. Because it's summertime, people going.
These are all
different ways. And
the work sessions, just to clarify what Lori was saying, that's when they get their impression.
Yeah.
Is this a good thing, not a good thing? This is when, if they've got some strange question in the back of their head that just has to pop out and it might have no relevance whatsoever to the plan, it's really good to be able to answer the issue at that moment, right away. Basically verifying, reinforcing your support, your endorsement of the plan.
Right.
So that it doesn't get sidetracked from some.
So that's.
So the work sessions are very important.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we have work session of the
July 29th.
August 6th and the September 2nd, both are really important.
Well, right. The July 29th one is probably, that's your first big impression in front of the council.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right. And that's
so
really
hit that first. That's okay. First impressions are lasting.
And that's at 11 a.m.
Have we given ourselves enough time to respond to potential changes that come from that work session?
Which works? We didn't give ourselves time to
do it. Well, I'm curious too.
I did all.
No, well, so
I'm just looking. I mean,
so
it's
from
unusual
the
to go and have it just
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. So the July work session, if that brings up, if the July 29th work session brings up a whole lot of stuff that has to be dealt with, then I would suggest that you go ahead with the Planning Commission work session, see what other stuff has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Right. And then we'll figure out, can we deal with that, and we will then change the public hearing dates and the other work session. Because, realistically, if it brings up a whole lot that says, we don't like this 6-year, or whatever, I'm not sure what it will bring up, but it could, then, honestly, I can't predict that. This is assuming that everything's smooth and that we've put all our ducks in a row, which I think this process has, but have we included them enough so that they agree the ducks are in the row the way they like them?
Yeah. Right? I agree with that. There's
no
vacation
schedule
for you,
buddy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And I won't be here the first 2 weeks of July.
The first 2 weeks of August. I also understand that we're...
And I won't be here starting October.
What? But I can work remotely.
See that?
Except not.
So I think our timeline got constrained a little.
Yeah.
That's the first of this year. And so that's partially why it's...
And we've imposed, self-imposing, trying to get this done soon.
I think we got it.
And so, honestly, October, November, December, if it happens that things get too far, if I can use that military term, and we delay this a month or two, it's okay.
We're still going to make it this year.
Together. Yeah, we have to.
I'm supposed to go before all these people. It's a very similar date.
You know, a month or two is okay. But,
in an
ideal world, everything will be smooth.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, Bill, if we might want to give the board a preview way.
I would hope so.
A board time.
It might not hurt.
Maybe
yes.
Just
I think that would
a
be
little
really
very high level overview, kind of seeing the key points, and then you can dive into more of the details at the work session. There's some risk. There's some risk in waiting that long.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they can get bogged down in one thing.
So the last time, do you remember it was just objectives or something? No, what was the first thing we shared?
The first work session we
mission
had was
that.
Yeah, mission, vision, and goals.
Okay.
And then the idea is then we would take this as part of the plan to them. So they support the mission, vision, and goals.
So there's a huge hunk of work that's happened since then, which is all about the needs assessment, which says scary things like, you're not providing for the current population based on your current standards. I mean, if you really read that, you need 90 new parks. They could really blow the top off somebody's lid, so to speak. So depending on how you approach that, it might be good to do a little pre-table.
Or maybe one-on-ones or something.
Board time on the desk.
Board time, or we could use Mark's account.
Okay.
Take a Wednesday before, maybe, I don't know, the 1st or the 8th, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
out of town the 8th.
If you do those, can you give us a heads up to what they might be objecting to?
Yeah, actually,
we don't come in.
Yeah, and if people are available to attend, you can attend those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're open.
Okay, well, give us a heads
so
up.
So I don't. I'll work with Mark on some times and see if he thinks board time is better or not. I prefer to do board time or kind of manager versus one-on-one because it's difficult to give everybody the same information.
Right. Different questions get asked.
I think
this is
as long as you can keep us in the loop of those, I'm fine.
Steve, what does our impact fee look like? We run the calculation. Is it
what's that?
The park impact fee is that's part of our plan, right?
Yes.
So what does that fee look like? Is it the same? Is it going up? Is
it's going
down?
It's going up with the economy. It's increasing as well as the excess taxes are climbing.
What is it now? And what is it going to?
What is it going to?
Yeah, I mean, what is it?
Percentage-wise?
Well, percentage-wise is kind of goofy, but is it $1,000 now and it's going to be $2,000 next month, or is it, what is the ballpark there?
Well, in the last 3 months, we've been seeing in each PIF account about $20,000 to $30,000 coming in.
No, I'm sorry. Just when I go to as a developer and I have to pay a parking tax fee for my single-family home, what is my fee for my park impact be now, and what will my fee be with my park impact fee then?
Oh, in the future? We haven't changed or increased park impact fees for many years, and then the councilors did not make any increases this year, so it's been static.
And static. So it'll be static with our request going forward. We are not going to go before them and say we want to increase the PIF.
Right.
Okay.
No, we're not. We're not proposing to increase park impact. And we're not going forward to ask them to have another levy, per se, right, at this time. That was one thing that could be recommended, but we don't think that's probably a good idea at this time, to start asking for higher taxes.
Yeah. So are we done with the timeline then?
Just real quick, but Greg, we will be. I'll be sending out any emails 10 days ahead of time. Any hearing, any work sessions or hearings that we would encourage you to attend.
I'm not feeling well organized, so that was great.
Yeah,
you're not alone.
Well, that was. Yeah. Good. That was why I put it back on. I looked at my calendar and saw a meeting for the 17th and said, "That's not still there, is it?" And I was lost. So thank you, Lori. Oh, you're going to be gone then. Bless your heart, lady. So, then moving right along. New business? Any new business? No? Then we're on to manager's report.
Okay, a couple things to report. I just wanted to let folks know, on the volunteer end, we've got an AmeriCorps team that has joined us this last week. They're with us for 6 weeks, total time, 7 people. We've got them stationed out at Camp Hope. And they're basically ours to do a myriad of volunteer projects.
So, I didn't hear.
I didn't hear.
We have an AmeriCorps team that just joined us for a period of six weeks.
And whose AmeriCorps is it? Is it sponsored? Is it Conservation Corps or who is it?
Yes.
State?
Yeah, it's state.
Okay.
And so they, in fact, no, actually, it's broader than that. It's federal. It's a federal program. And in fact, this team that we've gotten, this is their last tour. They've already had 3 tours ahead of us, 2 in California, 1 in Oregon, and now they're with us. And so the only provision, they're free to us, the provision is that we had to house them. And so we're housing them out of Camp Hope, which is a great facility for them because what they came from was tents. So it's definitely an upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were very helpful in the big paddle, you know, last weekend, and they're currently working on the Vancouver Lake Trail extension, and they're also working out at Whipple Creek, and they've got a few other projects.
And how long do you have them?
6 weeks total.
6 weeks.
And they're doing a magnificent job. They're hard workers and a real sharp group. And so
one thing I will caution on is I thought last year I had a crew at the Arboretum for what was supposed to be a month. The total hours they were there, even though it was a month, was about 14 hours on site for us. And now I get a letter from the state this year saying I have to do reports for the next 3 years on the work that they did. Be careful. This is what you get.
Oh, no.
I mean, because they will follow up with reports and follow-up reports on what they did. Just be prepared.
Okay. Well, we've never free.
Nope.
We've had AmeriCorps teams in the past, and the paperwork hasn't been too bad. So
I didn't think that either.
Yeah. Anyways, so I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
That, like anything that's free.
Okay.
If it's not a free thing, free, then just free. Check it and go for it.
Absolutely. And so that's been great. And so I wanted to share that with you. Also, I just wanted to spotlight the soccer field that Greg has been very invested in. Jeremy, you'd like to bring up photos of those? Out at the Harmony Sports Complex, they're creating synthetic soccer fields right now. And we've been working with Greg to see those through. And the intent is to finish those by, is it July 1st, Greg?
Actually, we're hoping to have it done by June 21st so that we can...
Beautiful.
That's one photo.
This is a perfect example, if you don't mind me jumping in, partnership concept of working with nonprofits. This is a $1.8 million project. It's not costing the county a dime, other than the fact that they're letting us do it on their property, which we're very thankful for. So this is the kind of thing that you can have, that we can promote in the community, and is a perfect example of our number one priority and our goals by utilizing partnerships to improve the parks.
Right. Nice.
Very nice.
So you can see they've come a long ways, and some lighting, fencing, and finalizing the turf, but doing a fantastic job. It's
it's
amazing.
What's
that?
Artificial
turf. Oh, love artificial turf. Yeah.
But then, of course, the next steps is to program those fields, and okay. That's going to be interesting. With the night lighting, of course, that's going to introduce those fields to a lot more play. They were originally just turf soccer fields, and now they're going to be multi-use sports fields for day-night use. And what's nice is here in the Pacific Northwest, you can use them throughout the course of the winter. You don't have a recovery time for turf. And so we notice here at Luke Jensen, these fields are being used almost every day of the year. So there's a few holidays that are excluded, but for the most part, these fields are programmed heavily. So it's the way of the future for us. It's what we need to have is the synthetic fields, because they're usable on a continuous
this,
basis.
This should be the answer when we talk to the counselors for any of the projects, if they say, how are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a perfect example.
So it's a perfect example.
Good picture of Rich does everything.
Yes. Thanks. Great example of monies that are not coming out of taxpayers' dollar pockets. So that's what we're looking for the future on this entire comp plan. So everything that we're looking at for the 6 year as well as the 20 year partnerships are huge for us.
Hopefully next year we'll hear how that's programmed, so we know how it's being used and all that. I'm sure there's great issue.
Yeah, it's going to be open up to multiple sports, whether it be lacrosse, football, rugby.
Right.
The only thing we do, and of course, since we're financing it, is we set aside hours for our club's use. That we have contract with the teams, how many hours they get. After that, it's open to the public to rent.
Right.
So I'll have good reports on that, and I'm sure it's going to be like you said with Luke Jensen. I'll be able to provide the data that's phenomenal as far as usage.
Yeah, they're great revenue generators. So.
Well, we can start off with our list, our capital list going down real quick.
There we go.
Other than that, I just wanted to thank you all for going through that exercise with prioritizing the wish list, if you will, and the goals. And I know you all, when you responded back, I could tell the anguish you had to go through to make those tough choices. And then us as staff, we had to do the same thing. And it was hard. It was hard. I kind of went outside the boundaries myself and chose 5 instead of 3 because they're all equally important.
You guys screwed up the whole thing. You realize that.
I know. But thank you for dedicating your time to this board and for taking all the extra time that's required for this capital facilities plan as well as the comprehensive parks plan. So thank you.
So conservation techniques will try to have we will have the draft report ready for you before the end of the month. That should give you a full 2 weeks before your July meeting, where you will have been able to read the draft report, and you'll have the appendices that have the facilities plan on it, the 6 and the 20, to go through the whole thing. I don't know that I'll have every piece of appendices ready, but we don't need appendices for SEPA, do we, or the Commerce doesn't need it. Does the state want all the appendices?
If it's requested, we have to provide it.
Right.
So
and
you should
okay.
have it done.
It's, and it also depends on what the GMA says is required of the parks plan. So okay. I believe, the needs assessment.
That's all in the plan itself.
Okay.
Yes. All the parts that RCO needs are in the plan itself.
Okay.
Well, some of them will be on some of the larger paper that our home printers
will.
CFP.
And so the maps.
I would really prefer to have some.
That might be an issue. We'll figure it out. Yeah, but the Dropbox works good where it's too big for an email.
So you can read the digital version.
Yeah.
Either Dropbox or maybe we can just give you some flash drives or something like that so you can plug it into your computer, download it.
You know what would really help us, though, is if once you've sent it to us, then any changes that are made beyond that point, it's done in a graph where you can see
you know, the, what do they call it, the traffic change program that allows us to know those changes, because if I have to go back and read the whole document every time we change something, it drives me crazy.
Well, yeah, you just turn markup on Word, and
well,
you use Word.
You just, but if it isn't done, you have to go look for all this.
Well, yeah,
that's
you're right.
Just
I know, so I hate to even suggest it, but throwing a thought grenade out there, is that, and again, I'm just suggesting this, is that there is like Google Docs, where if, you know, if there's multiple people can edit. I know that's the last thing you want to do.
Oh, no, you don't want to.
It's my responsibility to make sure it works. So.
Okay.
You don't want to let other people change it.
No, I know, but it's similar where it shows.
Yeah, whatever you change.
Yeah.
She can get that.
Make sure it's tracked so you know where any changes happen.
Tracking is your word.
So, back to Bill, was that all on?
Yes.
You're done on your list?
Yes.
Okay, rolling with roundtable then. Want to start off with going this way, Kelly?
Me?
Oh, you want to be last? We'll go this way.
No, I can start.
We'll go this way. Eve, it's up to you.
Is that box? I'm not sure that box again.
It was pretty cool. I mean, there were some really cool. There were conceptual drawings. There was geotech done.
I'm going to connect with you because I like to collect garbage.
I can't wait to give you one. I won't be here next year to give you your input.
I just want to note that I showed up early by a few minutes and actually read the materials ahead of time.
Thank you, John.
Good job, John.
I have nothing to add.
Smoke and peace, thank you.
Good.
Good too. Come on.
Jeremy,
you got something.
You give me time and I will talk. I've been on the job for a week and really excited to be here. Some upcoming stuff, and I did see it's on the upcoming events. The golf tournament for the Parks Foundation is coming up August 17th. Mark McCauley did commit to a couple of teams for the county, so I expect to see some golfers. Really exciting stuff, though. We're working on getting our membership drive out, and for registration for that golf tournament, we should have online registration for the first time. So we've been pretty manual. And we're working on getting our online up to date, and I think that form is going live this afternoon or Monday. So,
yay!
That's great.
One of our meeting dates.
Yeah, or just new golf course, because I mean, really.
Well, we're some of your best supporters here. Jeremy, do you have anything to add?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't want to skip Jeremy back there.
I said I'll be happy when we get to the point where all that we're involved in the county level is maintenance. You know, all of these facilities are built and, you know, done with.
We still have 500 years of parks in front of us.
That's a long lifespan, girl. All right, Mr. K.
Well, I received calls regarding the sale of some public park properties, and so I wanted one of you to follow up with us on that. If we're selling properties, or if we're designing parks, or for any of that kind of stuff, I was hoping we'd be hearing about that. I know you're busy with our comp plan, but there's a lot of things going on in the community, and I'm getting some pretty scary letters from people saying the counselors, I keep having a hard time with the counselors, are wanting to sell some property, and wanted to know if you could refer to them.
I discussed that with one of the counselors and was told that one of those properties is an older house somewhere, and they want to sell it so they can use the money to add to a larger park.
Here's my.
But if it's excellent, shouldn't it come through?
I speak to that a little bit. For the last few months, there's been talk about taking a hard look at all county properties and seeing what can be surplus. And of course, parks is no exception to the rule, nor are legacy lands parcels that were bought in the past. And still exploring that, the councilors are taking a hard look, and they've got, you know, the intent is good in that if we do sell a park property, it's to enhance maybe connecting, making trail connections down the way. But there's but staff's working with them on that. There have been some properties that were identified that were actually intended to be resold after we had a conservation easement for a trail, and so that is something that could go forward. But we haven't heard anything solid on that as of yet. As for developing parks, yes, we're moving ahead with planning the design work for Sorensen Park, and Tower Crest has already been designed. It just needs to be updated, but that's as far as we can commit to right now. We just need to make sure that we've got funding to construct those parks. But for right now, we are actually moving ahead.
But if you're designing them, you should bring those designs, or the fact that you are designing through us, I think.
Yes.
Just advisory.
Right.
Not to tell you what to do, but okay. We'd like to know about it.
We will do that.
I don't want to hear it from the public. I want to hear it from you.
Because okay. The first shovel you put in the ground somewhere, we're going to hear about it. Nobody's going to call and say, they're digging up the road.
Sure. Well, and then we look like fools.
Yes, yes. Right. And they ask, and that was like, what are you guys doing? Yeah.
But let's back up to the sell of any parkland. I do not want to get letters that telling us that we're selling parklands and we're okay with it. We're not okay with it. I personally don't have... We've had professional planners in the Parks Department for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe there has been anybody in the last 50 years that wasn't qualified in planning for our great park system. And they did great jobs back in the 70s and 60s that we are reaping the benefits for today. So if we're selling properties, we better have a damn good reason for selling them. And I have not heard any reason why a lot is being sold. And I don't know it, first off, is kind of upsetting to me that I don't know it. And secondly, I don't think we should be selling it unless we have heard it, and we haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a word about it.
What's qualifying?
I can only tell you in terms
of... Is it unusable? Or, I mean, is it too small? Is it...
Well, first of all, I don't think anything's been done yet to that extent.
Well, but we don't want to hear it after the fact, and it's in the process, well into the workshops. Going, people go to these meetings, and I don't go to workshops, but they are talking about it.
Well, yeah, I know the exploration of surplus and properties has been discussed for several months now, but I haven't seen anything that has come as a result of it. Still in discussions, nothing hard has been set. And so once something has been, you know, if we have a milestone for some reason that I can hang a hat on, then obviously I'd report that, but there hasn't been anything.
Well, I'm going to ask that the board write a letter to the counselors, mm-hmm. says we do not want any parkland sold without us knowing about it first.
So, I don't think you have to go to the counselors for that. That's
not going to counselors. No. I'm asking them a letter written from this group to the counselors saying we would like not to have any land sold that we do not know about and advise.
Not until after the plan has been approved. And I'll tell you why. If you get into a battle at that point, you're going to reap the benefits of it when you're trying to get this plan right.
Absolutely.
That's the difficult situation. And
are we going to defend ourselves to the community if they come to us selling properties that we bought with good public dollars?
I have to say that I don't believe our GMA is controversial in any way. I don't know if they're going to have any issue with it, and they have to have a plan in their comp plan. So I don't think there's any controversy in our comp plan. We don't have rankings, we don't have priorities.
No, I agree with that. What I'm saying is if you get involved in this kind of letter writing back and forth stuff before you give them this,
but I think
they have to put that on their plan. Quite frankly, they don't have a choice. They have to have a parks plan in their comprehensive park plan, or they have to dissolve the activities of capital facilities within. Yeah. I mean, they have to have something in place. They can't get grants. They can't do anything that they're currently pursuing.
And
so they have to put something in there. And I don't think anything that we've come up with is in any way controversial or in objection to anyone that might be there in that in their position. Because everything we've done is really the voice of the community. And we've priority, right?
Yeah. And I think for us to go on record as a Parks Advisory Board, stating that we are advocating for the preservation of parklands that have been purchased with PIF dollars that are regulated by law, for us to take any other position other than that of an advocate and protector of those lands.
Okay, I just
that can't be adversarial. How can that be perceived as adversarial?
Yeah, first of all, there's no park properties, actual custodianship of park properties that are being considered right now. The properties that are looked at are in the conservation features.
That lands.
Well, open.
But that was under the preview of parks at the time.
Yes, I mean, that's
and we are parks and open space concerned. Mm-hmm. Our advisory is to parks and open space. So
right.
I don't want to cut hairs like that, but we're talking about just a advocacy or an advocacy and advisory, not demanding. We can't tell them they can't do it, but we can certainly take a position. And Candace, I hope you say what you need to say before I speak.
I just have a technical question. When the properties are bought, and are they bought with parks money, or is it just bought and deemed to go to parks?
They're bought. They're bought from typically conservation futures funds. Go out and buy properties. Especially rural properties, which is the case, and then those properties go into they can become park property eventually if we define those for development.
Well, Bill, you know as well as I do that when purchase of lands for public use happens over the last 50 years, there has been a great deal of scrutiny over those purchases.
Mm-hmm.
To think that we have any properties that suddenly we don't need without scrutiny in the same degree as when it was purchased is a missing.
Sure. Kelly, that's what I draft a letter and send
I'm prepared
it
for Barbara and I to draft a letter, get it to your approval.
Right.
If you guys agree, then it would go to them.
I would. My only thought on that is I would want the letter to express how we want to work with them.
That's the idea.
You don't want us to tell them to bite nails?
No, I think that privately.
They appointed us to advise them, and we're wanting to advise them.
And we're wanting to advise them.
Yeah. The whole concept of buying property for future parks is that it's held in perpetuity. But there are other properties that are received, that nobody can really use or want, and so it comes to us that way. It's not that we purchased it and decided to sell it, but that always seems to come up from time to time where we're taking a look at properties and see what do we really need.
Well, we have letters from people that saying that that's not the case. So I'm just saying.
And so
and sometimes we're short-sighted. I mean, look at the Heller property that was down there by Whipple Creek. That we said no thank you to. That was 2004, 2005, mm-hmm. because we thought we had plenty in the Chinook deal. Then it turns out we didn't have room to build a park there, and we could have really used it. You know, so sometimes when we get an opportunity for these things that they want to give us, we should just take them.
It's a different way of thinking about it. You know, if some of these lands are, costing you money, right?
They don't cost anything.
You're not hearing me. And if you're asking that question, I'm saying we want to know about it. It's advisory. It's not mandatory. We don't even know these are happening until I'm getting it from the public. So I'm talking about just advising.
So you're in the process of planning a park that we've never seen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Of planning a park that
we've never seen.
No,
well,
we're talking about.
Sorensen. Yeah.
Sorensen and Towercrest.
That's
So you've
I think we brought that up in the past.
You're in Georgia. You already seen it.
One thing I wanted to tell you was when I quit before the board counselors One of the things that they stressed, and maybe you're not aware of this, is that they wanted this board to be in a leadership position. They did not want us in a reactionary position. That was made very clear to me, that we are to be in a leadership role. In other words, you have an idea for, if you have a project coming along, we want to know about it immediately. So that we can come to you and say, hey, no, we don't want to do that, or yes, we want to do that, or yes, you're doing a good job, you know? But they made it very clear that that was the position we were supposed to be in, that we were supposed to be in a leadership role, and that staff was supposed to assist us in accomplishing the goals that we've established. So I just thought maybe that might help. I don't know if anybody else got that speech.
Totally agree.
But I got that speech, and it was made very important to me that that's what they wanted to see. And all
I'm saying is I want to remind them that we're here to advise and advocate, not to demand.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how to advise.
Well stated.
You're right about that.
And I have nothing else to add, so I guess meeting adjourned.
But wait. We have to hear from them if they wanted to say.
You want to vote?
Well, I think I need to get that to make sure everybody agrees.
Well, yeah, I think.
We have the consent. Okay.
I think we heard all along here.
I want to vote.
Oh, you back up? Okay.
I make a motion that we. No, I don't want to make motions. I want to vote no. I'm going to vote Mark Kelly. For the letter to be sent.
Oh.
Anybody else want
Okay, I move that, why would I do it when I want to be the one that writes it with you?
I will gladly move that we direct the two chair people to write a letter to the county commissioners suggesting our desire to work with them as they seek to make any land changes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll say yes to that one. I like that motion.
Yeah. Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right, John, say that again.
Yeah, we're going to write it to John.
Yeah.
Said it, yeah. Right?
It's recorded.
It's recorded.
Okay. It's recorded.
So 2 hours, 11 minutes.
Okay.
There you go.
Advisory.
I know that. So you understand
what
I'm saying.
Advisory.
So I did say
more. There are those there that don't have to be involved.
I spew forth the coast of our
I did say meeting adjourned a second time.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay, I didn't speak up quite so loud. Meeting adjourned. Good meeting. Good turnout. Thanks for all your hard work.
I think so.
Any errors and omissions in the